I'm Kate McCann, 2017 Vermont State Teacher of the Year. I teach at U32 Middle and High School in Montpelier, Vermont. I'm a nationally board certified teacher, a 2015 Presidential Awardee for Teaching Excellence in Mathematics, and a 2018 Albert Einstein Fellow. A pension plan is a promise. Teachers do not have control of investment decisions with the pension plan, and they do not and should not assume the investment risk. Enrollment is mandatory. Teachers make regular contributions to a trust fund, and the state of Vermont deposits an annual appropriation based on a recommendation resulting from an actuarial assumption of liabilities. Group C members, those like myself and many of my colleagues who were hired after July 1, 1990, make annual pre-tax contributions equal to 5% of our pay into the trust fund. Earnings on the trust fund investments provide a portion of our benefit along with the state of Vermont's contribution. The state of Vermont, in turn, promises to provide a certain monthly income to retired teachers for life based on the teacher's service credit, the teacher's age at retirement, and their average final compensation working in our profession. Teachers are not responsible for the system's financial issues. They have paid in every dollar that they've been asked to pay, decade after decade. The agreement between teachers and the state of Vermont was entered into long before I became a teacher in Vermont. Mistakes and bad decisions were made. For years, the state of Vermont had not always appropriated the necessary funds each year to make good on their promise to me and the thousands of hardworking professionals teaching Vermont's youth. The treasurer's recommendations are just that. They are her recommendations. But to us, those who have poured years, none more challenging than this one, into putting Vermont students first, those recommendations are a non-starter in determining the best move forward. We need a strategy to ensure that this state lives up to its promise to those who are in the business of building long-lasting, close personal connections with Vermont's young people. Let's slow down. Like with everything else during this pandemic, information changes day to day. The legislature has recently learned that the state can expect higher tax revenues and billions of dollars in federal relief money. And the most recent estimates from state economists predict an education fund that is flush with money even after addressing the pension's so-called normal costs. In other words, we can address the pension's short-term funding issues without picking the pockets of those responsible for educating Vermont's young people.